Bella D'Angelo Show, a unique voice in conservative talk radio, can now be heard irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Bella D'Angelo.
I'm sitting here and let everybody give me brownie points tonight if I let Eric have more than two words in on this show tonight. I've got more material than I got time, and we got guests, and we got our favorite chief in command, little Barry, running around with his bucket list and with his insane we'll get to that, but no, we got a great show tonight. It was Memorial Day weekend. I hope everybody had a very meaningful Memorial Day weekend. I got to honor a veteran, and I will get to my story about Big Bird. And if you're wondering how else I celebrated, I did miss an opportunity. Okay, so this is Wilson's idea of inviting me for something fun to do on Memorial Day weekend. He wanted me to go to the Lawn and Waste Day. Yeah, to carry the old Christmas tree, all of his rubbish from the yard that he's cleaning up. Well, he doesn't know this, and by the way, guys, he doesn't listen to the show, so he doesn't know the things that I can plot and share with you that I'll do to him if he continues to aggravate me. He will find himself duct taped to his TV chair with his eyes duct taped open, with Lawrence Welk and Engelbert Humperdinck on full volume. Could there be anything more torturous than that, Eric?
That'd be pretty awful.
Tom Jones
might be just as bad, right?
Yeah. I do know how to terrorize, interrogate, demoralize, and irradiate and make the... But I'm just trying to do my part to end the massive stupidity. That's one of my goals in life, try and do my part to end the massive amounts of stupidity as I'm transplanted, because this is from the love of crude oil that is transplanted to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Every once in a while, I have one of these days. I was really missing the oil field today. You know, I wanted nothing more than to get in my pickup truck, drive to one of my favorite rigs, bounce in like I always did, take control of the kitchen, make my little cheese dip and salsa with my tortilla chips, and then kick my steel toes up onto the countertop. And, you know, it caught on after a while. You guys, actually, some of you company men used to actually call me on your really bad days and say, "Hey, Isabella, what are you doing today? Can you come out to the rig and run my sales guys off? I want you to take a break, or I'm going to be up on the rig floor, but can you handle it?" And I love nothing more than doing that. And by the way, I also want to jump in and share that, Eric, you did a great article on a lesson to Barry about Hiroshima. By the way, you can find the articles posted on the website, BellaDeAngelo.com. I really appreciate that you did not, you kept quiet about my Asian lesbian lover. Because, you know, I really protect my "I love you long time, we love you."
There you go.
But here's where I'm going with. Hot Rod said a long time ago about me, "People may not get you if they don't know you." And, you know, being honest, sincere, and direct, and nothing could be more apparent than the other day when I was sitting, it was yesterday, with Ruthie Hendricks, and she's hopefully joining the show, but it was so obvious, Eric, talking to her about how obvious I've been a long time in the oil field and a long time being non-politically correct. And even though I met a truck driver today, I met a good old boy redneck semi-driver that just made my day, because when I was talking about the oil field, talking about what all I've done. You know, I was very not, I was the roughneck girl that I can be. And, you know, even though he said, Eric, can you believe this? When he asked me, he said, well, I would have worked in Williston. He said, housing was unbelievable. And he said he didn't want to subject his dog to Williston. And yet my love for the oil field is so strong. I still want to go back in vacation. But, you know, when you call it home, it is home. And that was I talk about this all the time. There's such a diverse element, at least specifically in North Dakota. But, no, he actually did. Can you believe it? He said he didn't want to subject his dog to Williston.
Jeez. That's crazy, isn't it?
You didn't. I don't think you ever went to Williston, did you?
I went once and went to Walmart and sat in line. It took me 30 minutes to get there. It took me 45 minutes to get checked out. So I said, I ain't doing that again. So I went back to Montana direction to get groceries. Plus, you know, 85, if anybody knows that highway during the boom, it was wall-to-wall, rush hour, truckers going 75 miles an hour with the little cars squashed in between. It was a death highway for a long time.
Oh, yeah, that it was. If I weren't the good driver that I am, I mean, I spent hours and hours and miles, but no, every once in a while it becomes very apparent, and sometimes I can't hold the oil field side out of me when I'm talking to some of these people. Now, remember, I'm... It's hard when you've changed and then to come back to a place that I try to explain this. When political correctness has gotten so deep within a society that you may think you're not politically correct, but until you're around somebody, and that's why I love the oil field so much, was because the minute I got out there, you know, I told my life story. There wasn't anything. I mean, I couldn't lie. I was very direct. I mean, I can't lie. I've got an aversion to it, and I fell in love with it. And then to be able to sit back and rant and call a spade, and call, you know, Barry for what he is, and to be able to just not hold back, it was so refreshing. Well, okay, so the other day,
yep.
I sent this out in a text, but the listeners haven't heard this. So the other day, I'm in line at Panera, one of my favorite places, and I'm dressed in my comfortable everyday attire, which I'm very comfortable being in, is my steel-toe boots, my jeans, my pink bra, my white T-shirt. I don't think anything else. That's how I dress in the oil field all the time. So I'm standing there in line, and I pick up a conversation with the guy next to me. I said, you know, are you voting in November? And he looks at me, and he says, you know, I'm a very, very serious conservative. And I thought, oh, here we go, because I could see how he was already looking at me and judging me, okay? You know, mm-hmm. Pretty girl in see-through T-shirt, not completely see-through, but whatever. I mean, what's the harm in being feminine and feeling pretty and proud about who you are? So anyways, he says, I'm very, very serious conservative. And he says, and I said, well, yeah, I said, I've got a conservative talk radio show. And he says, really? As he's kind of putting his nose down at me, and he says, well, what is your hot? I mean, your hot topic. You've got to have one topic that is just the screaming hot topic. So, you know what I did to America, don't you?
I can only guess. Both barrels, right?
Frank is with us. Frank is with us.
I said...
Frank's with us.
I said hot topic. I said, you mean how I like to have sex, what position, what outfit that I like to have it on top and ride you hard till you scream? And he looked at me with this bugged out look as if, I mean, literally, I don't know if he was more afraid of his thoughts or of getting away from me or what people around him. But, you know, if you can't have fun, and I said to him, then I stopped and I looked at him and I said, you know, the thing is, you got to know your audience and don't judge. I said, just because I'm oil field and you know what? I've defended the oil field from day one when I started working there because I experienced the same thing that all you guys used to tell me when I would finally leave the oil field. When you get that look, you get talked down, you get treated like we were oil field trash. And I said, you judge, but you've misjudged. And I said, you can take all the way up to New World Order, and please do not feel that you need to school me on any of it. Because, son, I know what I'm talking about. And I said, and you've misjudged, and you've missed an opportunity to learn and appreciate what somebody else is doing to get the, as I, you know, I appreciate so many people that I've been talking to, Eric, here in Minneapolis, that are saying, I hate that criminal. You know, this morning I was driving along and I thought, why can't that scary lady just go away? And that's being kind. I call her the windbag water buffalo. I mean, why can't she just go away? But the good thing is that in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a place that I never thought that I would hear 18-year-old conservative, Democrats, liberals, saying that they will not vote for that criminal. And the thing is when I talked to that truck driver this morning, he said, you know, I believe that Trump's going to get this. He said, I think that not only is he going to shake up Washington, he's shaking up the media, but he's shaking up the world. And him fighting back, and we'll get more into this, but him fighting against the media, and you and I were talking about this as we were driving in and talking about the show tonight, you know, him attacking the media, we've known forever. That's why I started my radio show, because I didn't want to listen to the media anymore. But him going after the media, we all knew that they were biased and they were all in bed with the mental disorder liberals, but now with him fighting them, and I love the press conference when they asked That reporter asked him if he was being thin-skinned about the veterans. And Trump called him out, and he said, yeah, he said, you're a real piece of work. He said, I know who you are. And the reporter fired back and said, is this the way you're going to talk to us? And Trump said, yeah, it's about time. Amen. Yeah, God bless America. Eric, I will breathe for a second. I'll let you get at least two words.
Take your medicine, right? They've been giving it to us for 50 years, that liberal media. So it's time, you know, I mentioned to you earlier, I'm in the Tea Party here, and I watched the Republicans run away from the press for 10 years. They were just so afraid of getting written up badly in the paper, which they always did. So they always pushed me out as the conservative Tea Party guy, concerned citizen, and I actually did get with the press because I didn't have the issues they tried to bring up on politicians. So, yeah, the press needs to learn to move back to the middle and treat everybody fair. Report the news.
Well, I gave the media the finger salute and said I'm going to start my own radio program so that I can report what isn't being reported. Did I hear Frank's in the house with us?
Good evening, Billy. Good evening, Eric. How are you doing?
Good evening, Frank. Glad you got on the line from across the pond.
Yeah, and it's a good clear, good clear reception this evening. How's it your end?
Good. How's that new mayor working out for you?
He's just what we expected. Within a week, there's adverts on the buses. Bloody's great. Hillary Wackbar all over the bloody buses now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we knew it was coming. But, see, he was a symptom. It's just like, he's now in the town hall, but it's like when you go in your kitchen, you turn the light on. If you see one cockroach, you can be sure there's millions of them behind the skirting board and under the cooker. So, you know, we've got to get rid of a lot of them, and it's going to have to come to a head eventually, because it's got to end in tears. And I don't really want to walk away and leave my grandchildren crying, so it's going to have to be down to me and my generation.
Coming to a town in America near us, right?
Oh, it's there already. You've got it. You've got it. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Three judges already in this country that were trying to get out.
You've got a bloody president, for Christ's sake.
We don't have a president, but we've got Trump. And, guys, we're going into our first break. And you know what? Across the pond needs a Trump. And I'm going to paraphrase Waylon Jennings. I've always been crazy, and the trouble it's put me through, been busted for things that I did and didn't do. Amen, I know that one. I can't say I'm proud of all the things I've done, but I've never intentionally hurt anyone. I've always been different with one foot over the line, ending up somewhere one step ahead or behind. If that isn't Donald J. Trump, it's also little Isabella Terribili D'Angelo, and we are coming up into our first break, and we'll be right back. Don, take it from here.
I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit trustvets.com. Come and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it.
And we are back. Bella D'Angelo here. We've got Frank Baker from across the pond. Eric Olson. We potentially have a gentleman who's working very closely with the Trump campaign if he manages to make it on the show tonight. But I want to share this because Memorial Day, I was able to honor a veteran. And it was really cool because I have this ritual. So in the morning, I sleep in a little bit on Saturdays. And then I go for about a 4.2-mile walk. And then I go over to this McDonald's. And I've been going to the same one since I first got back. And the minute that I saw this guy, I knew that I wanted to meet him because I looked at his pickup truck, and it's an old 1960-something pickup truck, spray-painted with all different colors. And you could just tell he was a character. And I couldn't wait to introduce myself, give him my business card, tell him about the radio show. And he looked at me, and he said, "Sweetheart, it's going to take an act of God for me to get on the computer." So I didn't know if he was going to ever listen to the show, but I got to engage with him, and his friends all listened and all took my card. Okay, well, a couple weeks ago, him and his buddies all high-fived me and said, "Great job. Keep up the good work." I wanted to ask, but I thought, you know, I don't want to embarrass them. I didn't want to make them feel bad if I said, you know, "Have you listened?" And, "No, I don't know how to get on the computer," or stuff, whatever. So on Sunday, he comes scurrying up to me. He can't wait, and he's talking so fast, guys. I can barely keep up with what he's trying to tell me. But he's showing that he was listed in honoring our local veterans in the local paper. And then it showed the write-up about the flying club that he used to be a part of. And then I was able to realize that he served us in Vietnam. And he was talking about a particular day that he was having a really tough time getting his bird landed. Well, I nicknamed him Big Bird because it was so fitting because he's very tall. He's got this big, bushy head of blonde hair, and he's got this big, beautiful grin on his face, and he's so friendly. Well, he gets done finally telling me all about this story of landing the bird, and he finally got to the ground. So then I decided to ask, and I said, "Have you listened to the show?" And he shocked me, guys. He said, "You know what? I've been listening to you since before I got the honor to meet you." And I was like, wow. And then he said, "Can I introduce you to my latest group of criminals, partners in crime?" I said, "I would be honored. Thank you for your service." I mean, when I have days like that, guys, that's what makes my day. And, you know, this memorial, watching Barry prance around over at Hiroshima, you know, we need a leader that will give back to our veterans. This latest thing that's happened with Trump giving to the veterans, I mean, all it's doing is building the momentum because, like that truck driver said, he said, "You know what, the last election, all of them, the titles, ran running to the voting booth. Well, this year, it's going to be all of us rednecks running to the voting booth.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell, isn't it? You know, we talked about just before the show that George Clooney did a fundraiser for, I think it was Haiti down there, and raised $48 million and didn't, at the time of it's never showed up anywhere, and they aren't questioning his veracity.
Hillary Clinton gave $70,000, but, you know, whatever. I just, as I watch all of this unfold, and I said this to Wilson the other day when I said, could you imagine if we didn't have Trump? Can you imagine? I mean, I don't know how I would have to go somewhere other than here. I would have to have, I'd have to work about a trillion hours so that I never had time to think about the misery of if we had Cruz, Rubio, Bush, any of them have the nomination, because it would be a sure-in for Hillary. And, you know, Frank, you and I, Eric, we've been in this thing for, you know, 5-6 years. It's the length time we've known each other. And that's why when I was talking with Ruthie Hendricks yesterday, and I was telling her about all these stories, she couldn't believe that I actually wanted to move to Siberia one day. She couldn't actually believe that I actually bought into the end of time when Iyot used to run up to me with his propaganda about the end of time, the collapse, you know. But we were all convinced. We were all convinced there was nobody that could pull the wheels off of Hillary's machine.
Yeah. Crazy. Hey, you were talking about PC a minute ago, but you know the Mayor de Blasio has designations for the bathrooms in New York now, 32 different descriptions of what you can be to go in different bathrooms.
Yeah.
I don't know if that many genders out there.
Oh, that's it. It's sordid, mucky little creatures. That's all they are. There's something really unhealthy about liberals. They're too frightened to live, and they haven't got the good manners to bloody drop dead bastards.
Hey, you guys, I got an idea. Tell me what you think of it. So when I was in the oil fields, I had a hotline set up, and I announced it as the Pervert Pride Nation Station Addiction Hotline, and I would say that all you perverts, call and explain your addiction and your perversion and your extreme need to wake up every day and find me and inflict me with your extreme perversion. Okay, well, there's not that many, at least, that I've identified yet, guys, here in Minneapolis. I haven't had my phone sex text or any crazy, maddening stories. Frank, I haven't called you in how long to try and disseminate another criminal's lunatic story of perversion. When was the last time you heard me?
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah, I forgot the last time. Yeah, it's been a while.
Here's what we can do. We set up a hotline. Now, we're going to have to come up with a creative name for it so that the liberals don't know that we're baiting them, but we'll set up a liberal mental disorder hotline, and, you know, we can talk to them, you know, like we're one of them, slowly trying to at least, you know, get into their minds a little bit. And then, but this is true, you guys. That's the power. And when I said that if you think one person can't make a difference, you know, I met Amanda. She works at Fast Signs in Brooklyn Park. I met Amanda. She's 23 years old, guys. I met her several months ago when I needed help changing the website. She didn't know much about Trump. She was vague about Hillary. She was pretty blissful about everything, okay? Well, she's been doing a beautiful job on my website, and I went to see her this morning, telling her about my homesickness and all this other, you know, madness of missing my family and friends in the oil field. And anyways, she, when I went on and told her, I said, I really want to break up. I head out there, and she said, well, let me cheer you up. She says, you know what I was doing over the weekend? I said, no, what? She said, I've been having little conversion sessions with my friends. I said, are you kidding me? She goes, I don't bring it up like, hey, you don't talk about politics. I posted that article about COVID involvement with health care under Slick Willie and the failure to even get one vote in Congress. She said, I read that article in depth. She said, I took small talking points, like how you give analogies on your show. She goes, I'm talking to my friends and I'm getting them engaged. She said, they're open to it. And she said, I'm hearing from them. I don't want that fat, scary criminal in office either. When you can get a 23-year-old that went from knowing nothing and not paying attention to now taking the cause and teaching, that's making a difference. That's why I'm adamant to try and get people to get out and talk to people, because it works.
Get the word out, that's for sure. Hey, Frank, how's that breakfast?
Yeah.
Boat looking over there.
Well, I haven't. It's weird. It's like the last time we had a general election. I haven't met anybody who voted Conservatives, but they got in. Now I'm not meeting anybody who wants to stay in. But every time we look at the polls, the apparently they're neck and neck, which leads me to I suspect that they're just softening us up for the fix. They've got the fix in, just like they fixed it in with this bloody Muzrat we got in charge now in the City Hall. I think they're just trying to soften us up for the fix. Because
those polls are not scientific. They're not looking at the whole population. They just pick 1,000 people and they can twist it any way they want. And then report it as something accurate in the news to make everybody believe it's accurate.
Yeah. So, yeah, instead of, if the truth come out, I've spoken to a lot of people and I've been chewing ear holes, you know, faithfully. And I haven't spoken to anybody who wants to stay in. And that's a lot of people I've been talking to. And yet it's still 48-50 or something like that, you know, and 2% undecided or something. They're softening us up for another fix. I know it.
Well, I hope you Brits stand your ground and stand for something and vote that out. You know, I looked at the statistics. They tried to convince you it was going to be such a bad deal for England, but it was only going to affect a few things, a percent here or 2% there, so it wasn't even really going to affect you.
Well, I'm not really. They're always on about money and percentage and this and that. But it's nothing to do with money. I mean, I've been living 68 years and there's been booms and busts and everything. I haven't noticed any boom and nothing bigger in my pocket. And, you know, everybody's gloomy when it's... But you don't really actually make any difference to your life. Not an ordinary working bloke's life. We don't see any of it. But why I want to be out is I'd like to be able to express myself openly in public and object to things I see without getting locked up. And I have been. I've been victimised and carted off a couple of times just for objecting
They're talking about arresting us if we talk against climate change in America. They're talking about arresting people that talk against climate change, if you can believe that.
Yeah, I believe that. Talk about, well, you're just going to get nicked for opening your mouth for anything in future. If you say good morning at 12:01, you get done over, probably.
Hey, you guys are coming up against our next break. Well, I don't know if this has occurred to anybody, but I mean, I'm in Minneapolis.
Oh, God.
And you better have your bail money ready, because if there's anyone that can't hold back, that doesn't know how to be politically correct, that had poor Ruthie shaking practically yesterday. I don't know why. Why did she say she felt like she was going to get arrested at any given time hanging out with me? Either one of you guess why she might have said that?
Who said that?
Well, at least you've got a gun in your van. We're unarmed. We've been unarmed. We've been reduced. Well, I've got a decent catapult, and I'm not too bad with it. So I might be able to bump a couple on the head and upgrade to something that they're carrying. But I don't know. It's going to be... It's not easy. It's not going to be nice. And I've got a horrible feeling we're going to have... Our own police folks are going to turn on us and back them us.
Well, guys, I got to take this next break, but let me say this. I pray for you, Frank, and the rest of my friends and family over at the UK. And, you know, if it's what happened to America here, we got to the point that it was so, and I said this a long time ago, America wasn't going to wake up until it was so scared that it didn't recognize itself anymore. And we are so far removed from what America used to look like, act like, think like. I mean, even Memorial Day was different. Bud Jones was texting me about how unpatriotic. Well, we're not very proud right now. We don't have a leader, and that's why we need to fight, baby, fight, and go Trump. Don, let's go on our next break. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for a straightforward, conservative, good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Petilla with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small-town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that again is Aaron at 952-856-6074.
And we are back, Bella D'Angelo, Eric Olson, and Frank Day. I'm not sure if Mike's going to be able to join us, but we'll just keep rambling along here. You know, so speaking of, so as I'm listening to that phone number, you know, I have one of my biggest pet peeves, and it drives me absolutely nuts, which is also what has had a part in the collapse of this culture, is the immediate gratification and electronic technology age and texting. And, you know, the thing is, being in the oil field, Eric, you know that if you didn't answer your phone, you didn't get the business, and I could never turn my phone off. I've got a edge over salespeople because I've got a very highly technical, controversial technique that I use over other salespeople. I answer my phone.
Go figure.
I can't
24/7 when you're in sales, isn't it?
Well, I call businesses all day long. And you can tell the good contractors. I work for great guys at Great Northern Granite. I sell high-end granite quartz and quartzite. You can tell the great contractors because they answer their phone. I mean, and one of my contractors said to me, he said, wow, you weren't kidding me. You do answer your phone all the time. I said, well, if you don't answer the phone, you must not want business. I don't know. We've got so much work to do in this country. We've got so much to turn around and change to fix and make America great again. I would like, for starters, I would like to, everybody that hears any media head that is a Cruzite and is trying to basically campaign for Hillary, the latest, of course, Glenn Beck went down in flames. I'm glad, because when the day I saw him crushing, I think it was Cheetos and peanut butter or something, and putting on his face to look like Trump. Now we got Mark Levin. I was listening to him today. He's talking about, you know, he's trying to treat the true Constitution, but he's seeing this divide. Well, Mark, I don't know if you know this, but Donald J. Trump has the nomination, and based on the Constitution and the way that this country is supposed to work, the nomination is delivered to the person that gets the most votes by America people speaking and voting. So anybody that's against Trump right now has basically, they might as well just go out and put on a orange panic pantsuit and stuff it really fat and large so they look like their little twin that they love so much, and go around and campaign for that water buffalo windbag. Right, guys?
Yeah. You know, we were talking about Bill Kristol is out trying to get a third-party candidate named Mr. French to run, and it's just going to pull votes away from Hillary, so maybe that's a good thing.
Well,
I love the fact that Bernie isn't backing down. I mean, and you knew that. I think in the very beginning of the debates when Bern didn't go after her on the emails, I think that he didn't think he had much of a chance. I don't think he really knew and understood the resounding dislike of politicians. I mean, that's why he's got the vote, is when you talk to at least the kids, they don't perceive him as a politician. They think he's some rogue individual that's, you know, going to bring their hope and change. And it's a wide variety. It's besides just free crap. But he's keeping the wheels off of her and giving her a fight, because, again, you know, Trump knocked out 17, and she can't get rid of, as I said last show, she can't get rid of one angry, curmudgeonous, ugly, hateful 70-year-old man. Come on, Hillary.
Yeah. You talking about Bernie again?
Yeah.
The guy that didn't have a job for the first 45 years of his life.
Whose wife took down the university that she's running, Mandy, so that closed the bankruptcy. And I mean, you know, like I say, we're living in a unique time right now. And when I get people talking to me about, say, their fear of Trump, you know, you've got to look at why Trump is resonating so loudly and why he's getting the momentum and backing from the masses. We are sick and tired of politicians. I don't care how you slice it and dice it. A politician is a politician. I've learned more this election cycle than ever before. There isn't one of them, hardly, other than I can think of Dave Bratt. There's a few. There's only a handful, about 2% of them, that actually want to get it right. And the thing is, if you're walking into, and I give this analogy, if you're walking into a big, corrupt, incestuous corporation, you know, I've worked for a corporation like that, and God bless me, I wanted to change a lot of things. You know what happened to me? I never went anywhere because they were too afraid of me, because they knew I wouldn't keep my mouth shut, so I never got promoted. So I just showed up every day, begrudgingly, dealing with the system. But the thing is you've got to have the top dog, the lead Swede in the house that's running the ship. Otherwise, the 2% that come in, that we vote in, they're not going to be able to fight against these guys. And you know what? They're all sitting in their little rooms at night, flushing those emails like no tomorrow, because they are scared as hell, and they should be, because we are going to come in, take over, and run them out and start over, make America great.
Yeah, that's just what we're up against. Go ahead, Frank.
I'll read now. Do you want to jump back in?
Have you been following Roger Stone?
Every once in a while, you put videos on. But, you know, like Eric said, and I'm working harder than I've ever worked, believe it or not. Even harder than when I was in the oil field, scrubbing toilets and flipping burgers. So I try to catch as much as I can. But no, I haven't. What have you got to share about Roger Stone?
Roger Stone is the man. He's been right at the center of everything since before Bush. He knows who killed Kennedy, and it was the Cruises. He's telling you straight, it was the Cruises' father and that mob. And he comes out. He's on the, I don't know, you probably know Infowars.com, don't you?
Yep.
Well, yep.
Yeah. Well, Roger Stone, you'll find him on Infowars. He really, he's the inside. He knows them. He's 100% behind Donald Trump.
Trump.
And he's just, Trump. Yeah, he's 100% behind Mr. Trump. And he's He's just told, well, he explained a couple of weeks ago why Hillary hasn't been nicked yet. It's because while the Democrats are in, all her lawyers in place are just going to acquit her, and the president is going to pardon her anyway. So you've got to wait till that's out of the way, until you've got a proper, straight, honest administration in place, and then you can start clearing up the mess. But it's no use impeaching them now, because they'll just get away with it. Because
it'll take longer than the 6 months that's left.
Yeah, well, even if you convict, she'll get pardoned while you've got this president in.
Look, we did that to President Clinton, and he's now worth $600 million, so I'm not sure it hurts him, huh?
Yeah, precisely. But it's nothing to do with the money. It really is nothing to do with the money. It's the way you're going to have to live in a burqa, basically, or even if not literally. You'll be under a burqa. You'll have a muzzlet. They only have to squeal, "Ouch, I'm offended," and the cops just come round and pick you up. Literally that way. People doing a year in jail for photographing a slight of bacon rasher on the doorknob of a mosque. This is happening. This is real. Forget the money. I mean, Donald Trump has got enough money to say what he speaks, because he's the only one who can afford the lawyers.
That's right.
So you've got to go with him. Once he's in, then we can all speak. But we've got to get him in.
And I'm
helpless.
New Jersey, which has been a blue state since 1988, Trump is ahead in the polls. In the general election polls, Trump is ahead and even in some, and this is just the beginning. And, you know, you've got to look at this from the bigger picture. All of this madness, all this insanity, the transgender to Hiroshima to apologizing. I think Barry was apologizing to ISIS for Trump's strong words. You've got to understand, that is what is building this surge and this support for Trump. Because if we weren't going home every night talking across the fence when we're having a glass of wine or a beer, or we're sitting in the office talking to each other, talking about just how insane, I mean, you have to be brain dead, deaf, dumb, stupid, living under a rock not to see just how insane this country has gotten. And then you look at who's going to be the next in charge. And I'm telling you, when you can talk to an 18-year-old and ask the 18-year-old and they can give you an answer, they want Trump because they're a businessman. I'm getting answers like, well, I've got to investigate more. I need to Google search. Well, like I said last show, if they don't know that Slick Willie is a sex pervert, criminal, abuser, and killery, you know, she's the enabler, and then she goes out and terrorizes and demonizes and then just completely destroys these women. Well, when these kids start looking and Googling, they're going to find out. But the other thing is, when you look at the numbers, and then we're going into another break, and hopefully we've got Ron joining us, but look at the raw numbers. Donald Trump has more votes than any other Republican nominee so far. When you look at the fact that Hillary does not have the young, and the Bernie supporters hate her, and they will not switch to her. That's why when I get up every day and I remind myself,
Ron is with
there
us.
Is hope. And when you have hope, you have to spread it around in your hand, and you have to encourage others, and then get up, go out, and be Bella. It's okay if you don't wear the pink bra and the white T-shirt. I got all that. And the pink lip gloss, it's a little over the edge, I admit. They ask you guys to do that. But go out and talk to people. Because when you can get one person listening, one person thinking, one person then converting, then you are making a difference. We're going into our next break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Bella, before you go to your break, I'm going to check out here. Eric's got to get into a John Birch meeting, so I'll let you handle the show, and we'll catch up with the crowd next week.
Take care. God bless.
You don't find any better guys in a family team than Polar Builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified Polar Builders. Upgrades your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100.
All right, we are back. Bella D'Angelo, Frank Day, and it's been a long time since technical difficulties, so what? Live with it. Deal with it. It's a far cry from me running this show from my iPhone and my iPad and trying to run my own switchboard and God almighty all the things I did. But you do what you do when you are relentless in your pursuit and you are determined to make a difference and to prove that one girl can make a difference, because this is a girl that loves her country and understands what we're going to lose. Ron, are you with us?
I am.
Excellent. I met Ron through Mark Griffin, and we've got Frank Day, Ron, from across the pond, and this is cool for you two to talk a little bit, because Frank, Ron is here in Minneapolis, and he is, let's just say, Dayton can't stand him, because guess what Ron's trying to do? Trying to stop the insanity of the Somali immigration, as well as other patriotic acts. And Ron, give a brief overview and what you'd like to talk about tonight.
Well, normally I just talk about immigration, refugee resettlement, but you did bring up my nemesis, Mark Dayton, and he is, he really is an issue that we need to address at some point, because that man is becoming Minnesota's number one enemy. He's causing so many problems in the politics and the refugee resettlement program. And we just need to address him at some point, because if we don't stop this guy, he's going to destroy this thing.
Yeah, and it'll all come down to money. You watch. I bet you follow the money, and you'll know who's backing him. It will just be money. You can be sure of that.
And that's exactly what I do when I go on speeches. I do follow the money, and what I'm coming across in Minnesota one time after another is these 501c3s, these foundations, and which are being protected by our politicians. If we don't stop these local money grabbers, these 501c3s, we're never going to stop this problem. You know, they're directly related to the United Nations. They got their hand in one side of the pocket, taking it out your side of the pocket over here. And a lot of people don't realize that these local 501c3s that we give our money to for the blind and the charities and the cancers, that's a great thing. But if you knew what they were doing with this money, you wouldn't be giving to them. You would say, no, I'm not going to give it to you until you start a podcast. But I don't know how familiar you are with Agenda 21, but Agenda 21 is a big catalyst here in Minnesota. And it's running the state, and I think Dayton is a big contributor to it. Would you agree?
Well, it all ties in with the EU and what's going on over here as well. It's worldwide.
If you look at the European Union, if you look at what's happening here, it's all being directed by the United Nations. And if you look at the United Nations, of 178 heads of state, 57 of those heads of state, the largest bloc, is the OIC, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. They run the United Nations. They are the directors of how and where these refugees are resettled. Now, I know you talked at the beginning about just Somalian refugees, but it's refugees in general. It's not just one particular race. It's refugees in general. This is a money-making machine for these foundations. It's a money-making machine for the state of Minnesota and other states. And until people get on board and understand, we're not going to stop this until they understand where the actual money trail starts. And it all starts at the United Nations OIC.
That's it. Dollar Uakbar.
Yeah, along with the great one, right? Yeah. Yeah, it isn't just Muslims, but, you know, for, like I say, OIC, Organizations of Islamic Cooperation, is running the program. They are the money behind it. Saudi Arabia is the money behind it. Unless we understand what it's going to do, not only to us, but if women don't start backing this and what we're saying, if women don't start getting behind this, everything that they've accomplished in the last 100 years, it's going to go right down the tubes. It's going to be another Europe, and women are going to go back to the subservient race, where they're going to be second or third class citizens, and they're going to go, what the hell happened? And you're starting to see it in Europe, England, Egypt. You definitely see it. Would you agree with me, Bella? I mean, or not? I mean.
Well, hey, guys, the whole reason I'm sitting in this truck, the whole reason that I have, you know, dedicated my evenings for almost 6 years, five nights a week. Now I'm going to be back up to three nights a week in another couple of weeks. But it all started from, well, first of all, realizing the New World Order and what Barry was going to do. That's why I started this show, because I was sick and tired of being in Minneapolis and having everybody tell me I didn't know what I was talking about. I had radical views, and there was no way everything that I was telling them was going to happen. I made a fake phone call to Sean Hannity. The next thing that happened, I went out to the oil field, started working out there. A month into my radio show, and then we're almost out of time. We got only about a minute left, and then I got to wrap out of this. It's a great thing, listeners. Ron is going to probably be on the program, hopefully on a regular basis, if I can twist his arm. Frank will be on when he can join us. Ruthie Hendricks is joining us from the Ruthie Report down in New Ulm, Minnesota. But here's the thing. When I talked to my friend from Denmark 6 years ago and heard what it took for him and his lovely wife to get up, go outside, go get groceries, go to school, go to church, do normal activities, keeping her safe from being raped, I was in tears. And I cried for 2.5 hours talking to Bo. Bo, me, and Frank and Brian started the Danish Defense League. Back then, people had no idea what Sharia law was. They thought it was maybe a rock band. When I talk about Islamification, they couldn't even spell it, let alone understand or get the grasp around it. Well, it's here. And I said from the beginning, when the Danish Defense League, all you have to do is look across the pond, it's going to be here. And it is here. But we are also finally in the election year. And guys, thank you for a great show tonight. Ron, thank you. We'll get you more airtime next time. Frank, glad that we could hear you. God bless you. Thanks for coming on tonight. We got to wrap up out of here. But tomorrow morning, get up and be Bella. Go out and walk, talk, and think differently. Talk to every single person you encounter. Ask them, are they voting? Then ask them, are you voting for country or your party? Because that's what it's about, is saving this country and making it great again. And go, Trump, go. And I got to say good night, God bless America, and ciao for now.